Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Driven to Success Speakers Webinar. I'm here today with Miss Maria Hop. Is it Hobbins or Hopkins?
Hopkins.
Hopkins James. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I am just awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the line with me today. We are talking about Driven to Success, a training webinar, Think Before You Speak. That's our topic for today.
Okay.
And I know that you know a lot about speaking. Why don't you provide the audience with your background, please, ma'am?
Just a little bit about myself. And I was writing as you were saying that, just a little bit about myself. I do speak at different occasions. I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I've gotten an opportunity to speak at several of those events, chronicling my journey through breast cancer and surviving breast cancer. Hopefully in 2017, my first book will come out that chronicles my steps through breast cancer and how I survived breast cancer. I've spoken at, like I said, different breast cancer events that we have every October in a little town, Terrell, Texas. And so I'm just excited to be a part of this great organization that I can just go higher in what I love to do, and that's talking about God's goodness to me. And what he's done for me, he'll do it for you also. So,
You know, one of the things we talked about with regard to your book coming out in 2017, actually January next month, 2017, is
yes.
that you not only survived breast cancer, you overcame the obstacles.
Yes.
Through your survival techniques, and you'll share those with us in January.
Yes,
my understanding
absolutely.
Is you're going to give us 5 steps on how we can overcome.
Yes, I will. I will be giving those steps. Like I said, it's probably more than 5 steps, but I will be talking about 5 steps of overcoming breast cancer. And I can give you something real quick. One thing is that you have to know who you are and whose you are, who you belong to. You have to have enough faith to believe that if God brings you to something, he will most definitely bring you through it. But it goes back to your faith that you have in God. And like Janice said, we will be talking more in detail about those steps that I say that helped me survive breast cancer.
One thing that we attempt to do every webinar is talk about the autopsy process for speaking. And, you know, a few things promote a speaker's expertise more than speaking well. And whether you're preparing for a speech, a sales presentation, a radio interview, or just asking for a raise, which we don't do that anymore, but these webinars are designed to help you feel more comfortable delivering any message. And you've got a powerful message, Maria. And we want to make sure that we get the message across.
Right. I agree with
this
you.
Presentation. Yeah, this presentation will inspire change. It'll help you introduce a new concept and help people review the steps that you took that helped you to overcome those obstacles. Go ahead.
Okay, I was again. And I'm kind of new at this, so I'm writing down as we are talking. And you are so correct. That's one thing that I'm looking forward to. And it's okay to want and like to talk, but like you said, there are steps that that I need to learn to kind of be able to interact with the audience that that will be listening. And as you stated earlier, breast cancer not only affects that individual or that person, it affects a whole family, a whole community of people. And my job is to make sure what I say and the experiences that I've gone through be relevant to people who's going through it or will go through it or have gone through it, and it comes back again. And so those are some things that I'm going to be listening for as we're going through our webinar. Those are some things I'm listening for that can enhance what I'm going to tell everybody or talk to everybody
about. Well, this is a great segue, so let's move on.
Okay.
You know, there are actually four speeches in one. There is a speech that you prepare. Watch this now. The one that you deliver, number two. The one the audience hears, number three. And the one that you hear in your head once you're done, four. There are four speeches in one. And our job is to autopsy those speeches and make them one clear speech, presentation, argument. You know, I look at a speech like an attorney. He's arguing a case. You've seen these attorneys on TV, on Law and Order and all those places, and they get on stage and they begin to argue their case as to why you should or should not find this person guilty. But put yourself in that position because you're arguing a case for your point.
Right.
And that's why I love bullet points. I use a bullet point in everything. But that's just me. That's just my little secret. But I bullet point every single thing, like today. There are four speeches in one. The one you prepare, first point. The one you deliver, second point. The one the audience hears, third point. And then the final point is the one you have in your head afterwards. And that's easy for me to remember. But just because I say this, I've given this webinar a number of times, I still have my points, my bullet points, not just in my head, they're in front of me. And that's why I said to you earlier, 5 points as to how you can survive and overcome breast cancer. 5 points.
Okay.
Make it clear. Of course, there are more than five. Of course, there are. But anyone can talk about 5 points of doing anything and remember those 5 points.
Okay.
Without having notes. That's number two. If you know what you're talking about, there's no reason for you to have notes except just to glance at them from time to time. Right? Right.
Right. Right.
Know your stuff. We'll talk about that in the weeks to come. But know your stuff. Have it memorized in your brain, and bullet points help me. Think before you speak. Who's your audience? Now, who's your audience, Maria?
People who are, in fact, anyone. Because, as I stated earlier, breast cancer or cancer affect all of us. So it's people who have gone through breast cancer, people who have families that have gone through breast cancer, people who have not gone through breast cancer but know someone. So the audience is a wide range of people. All of us can learn something from someone who has gone through breast cancer and who have, gone through treatments, who understand all of that. So my audience
I'm going to cut you off because we're running out of time. I'm sorry about that.
Say
that there's a couple of things I have to say about that. Yes, you're correct in saying that, but you are specifically looking to target a specific market. We'll talk about that offline. Next, how much time do you have? I know I do. I get so passionate about what I say. I forget what I'm saying, and I lose my train of thought. But when you've got 20 minutes or 30 minutes, a 10-minute Q&A, you must stick within that time frame. If you do not, you're being disrespectful to other speakers.
Okay.
So I asked someone yesterday, well, how much time do you need for your speech? She goes, well, I would say, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. That's too long.
Yes.
An hour is simply too long. If you can't make a point in 30 minutes, then something's wrong. You're talking to hear yourself talk. You are. Because you love to hear yourself talk. That's why you're talking. Okay, I know. I'm terrible. What's your purpose?
Your purpose should be,
go ahead.
Why are you?
Go ahead.
Your purpose should be to relay the message of whatever that speech is about, to relay that message. And like you said, I'm like you, I can get long-winded too, because I enjoy talking to people. And, in some instances, you can't tell every little thing. That's why you have so many other opportunities, to go over what you said and then go on.
Well, let me answer that question for you because we're out of time, but I'm going to keep going. Your purpose is to sell books.
Right.
Your purpose is to make a living. And the way you can do that is by selling books that day. And we'll talk about that offline too.
Okay.
What should occur at the end of this presentation?
At the end of a presentation, I believe that, and I am an interactive speaker, I think at the end of a presentation, you should allow your audience, if there are questions for you to be answered, and if it's time constraining you, then I'm the kind of person, make sure that you write that question down, because once the time is out for me to be up there, then I'm still available. You can talk to me afterwards, but, write your question down. If I didn't get to you, I promise you that I will. And then after I do all of that, then I do a self-reflection on, and, uh-huh. and I know we'll talk about that later, about self,
yeah.
me self-reflecting on did they understand, what would be my takeaway
right.
from all of that.
Right. Well, and I agree with you. Your purpose is to build relationships so you can follow up. Now, keep in mind, I'm a marketer. That's what I do. So I'm
mm-hmm.
always looking to sell a product or a service. That's
right.
how we make a living. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And it's great to educate people. It's great to motivate and uplift them. But at the end of the day, if you're going to spend 8 hours or 10 hours in an event, you need to walk away with something.
Right.
And we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
But you should always, always, always have in your brain, in your mind, what you want to achieve during the day of that time you're in an event. If it's to set up 10 appointments for one-on-ones, if it's to collect information on them for your Facebook page, I'm a big one-on-one person. I believe in conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'm trying to set an appointment with at least a minimum of 10 people in the room so I can follow up and follow through. Follow up and follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a formula for success. It's a strategy for success. And that's what we're doing. That's how it works.
Yes.
There's just too many authors out there that write these books, and they have no follow-up and follow-through. And therefore, they drive around with a trunk full of books.
Right.
And give them away. Now, in closing, we'll talk about this offline, but we need to begin to develop products over and above your book.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that in the next session.
Okay.
But this session is a success strategy webinar. I have a number of these online already. You can find this on Facebook under Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strauser. My phone number is 682-352-3014. It's going on Facebook as we speak. So look for Maria James and also look for Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strauser. You'll find this unedited webinar online. Thank you so much. Any final words, Maria?
Okay, I just thank you for having me on today. I really enjoyed that. And like I said, I'm looking forward to working with you and anyone else. I'm excited. So thank you all.
Thank you, and thank you, audience, and have a blessed day. And we'll see you where? At the top. Bye now.